Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
We are Alice-less today, but we're not alone. We have got a choreographer of a very beautiful work happening this Thursday called Maui. It's been put on by the Pacific Dance Festival and Auckland Live, and we have got Hadley Poesi on the line. Kia ora, Hadley, how are you?
Oh, Morena, thank you for having me. I'm good, thank you.
Hey, is this such an amazing work that you have been creating alongside your co-choreographers, Christopher Ofanoa and Leilani Elliott? Tell us a wee bit about Maui. I'm assuming we're talking about the legend here.
Yeah. So, a couple of years ago, maybe 4 years ago, we were presented with the opportunity to present at the Auckland Town Hall, and they really wanted something that was Pacific-based. And so I was racking my brain, what's a new story that we could tell? And then I thought, well, you know what? It's not a new story. Mm. Let's go back and revisit the old stuff. Let's go back and revisit the tales that have been passed down from generation to generation. And that brought me across Maui. And so the old books that we used to read in primary school, I came across those, and it made me think, like, man, what was the moral of these stories? What is it that our ancestors wanted to leave us with? And so Maui really is about diving into all of that, diving into the characteristics of Maui and the lessons that we're meant to learn from Maui, putting that on a bunch of amazing dancers, amazing musicians, amazing animators, and bringing that to life.
So
that's pretty much Maui in a nutshell, yeah.
That's a big nutshell, I have to say, because that's a lot of different creative practice that you've packed in there, and also a lot of really butty legend to be getting stuck into. How did you approach pulling this apart and then turning it into a dance work? Because I can see that there would be a lot of different ways to approach that. How did you go about it?
Yeah, I think also because we're primarily a dance-based company, and trying to tell the stories that are presented to us through Maui, it's a huge task, you know, pulling up the islands from the water and pulling down the sun from the sky. I'm like, how can we do this in a way that's achievable and realistic? And so I don't want to give too much away, but we've found ways around being able to tell the story, but also just taking a different angle at it. So we really do try and break down the characteristics of Maui more than the plot points of the things that Maui has done, but more focusing on why he did them, more focusing on the courage that it takes to stand up and perform these actions and to be able to tell these stories. So our dancers and our musicians, our cast, tell the story beautifully in a way that makes you proud to be from New Zealand, but also in a way that you'll still be thoroughly entertained and you'll be left godsmacked of what you've just seen on stage.
That's so exciting. It must have been a really special work to be making for you, going deep into these legends and then finding ways to explore it through dance. What was it like for you as a creator to be exploring these narratives again?
You know, it's beautiful because I'm Samoan Māori, and I've grown up in the diaspora, so it's given me an opportunity to reconnect with my culture. It's given me an opportunity to go and research the hidden gems that are in the Pacific. And so it's been this beautiful journey of rediscovery. It's been this beautiful journey of unearthing and then being able to go along on that journey with 40 amazing creatives. Our cast has 40 amazing creatives in it, and them all experiencing the same journey of self-discovery. It's been enlightening, it's been inspiring, and hopefully that same inspiration can be left with our audience.
Hard out. And I think for something like the stories of Maui, they are returned to in many ways, you know, through different creative mediums, and people keep returning to these stories and these narratives because it keeps telling us new things. Did you find yourself surprised by what you were learning or exploring when you guys started creating this show?
Oh, 100%. I think going into this show, I knew Maui as a Maori character. And then finding out that there's traces of Maui throughout Te Moana Nui Akiwa, throughout the Pacific. There's a Maui for Samoa, there's a Maui for Hawaii, there's a Maui for the Cook Islands, there's a Maui for Tonga, there's a Maui, the Maui's footprint is throughout the Pacific. Mm. And so finding out these little embellishments of the story and these little tweaks that provide cultural context to each iteration of Maui has been amazing. It really has kind of grounded me further into the Pacific culture.
It sounds like it's been a really special experience to create the show, and with
therapeutic.
And with such a big cast as well, that must be a really wonderful thing in and of itself, you know, considering the times we've been living through and the sort of isolation we've all been experiencing. What was it like to get back in a room with performers and make something big and bold together?
You know, it's why we do this. Eh? It's the sense of community. It's the sense of camaraderie. And over the past 2 years, we just haven't been able to achieve that on the level that we've wanted to. You know, we've been operating via Zoom. We've been operating digitally. Mm. We've been doing a lot of stuff for screen. But for us, it is really about the experiencing a live crowd. It's about the experiencing. It's about experiencing each other in the rehearsal space. So it has been just a really awesome way to reconnect back to some sense of normality.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it is all happening this Thursday, the 23rd of June at 7 p.m. at the gorgeous Kirita Kanua Theatre at the Aotea Centre. That's very, very beautiful stage to be doing it on. You must be excited about being in that space.
It is a bucket list moment for me. I've done a lot of stuff over the last 15 to 18 years of dancing, but this one is right up there to be able to jam at the Kirita Kanua Theatre.
Well, we're talking about, for anyone who's just tuned in, Pacific Dance Festival and Auckland Live's presentation of Maui by Fresh Movement. Hadley, thank you so much for speaking with us. Tickets are on sale from Ticketmaster and they're so reasonable, $18 to $25, I believe. Thank you, Hadley, for speaking with us about this performance, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Kia ora.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.